Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled The Humanity and Divinity of Christ.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples went and brought the ass and the colt and laid their cloaks over them. And Jesus sat upon them. The very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and strewed them on the ground. The crowds preceded him, and those following kept crying out and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had entered Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds replied, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. And then the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him. The word of the Lord. Today, we celebrate Palm Sunday, which is the beginning of Holy Week. We hear the story of Jesus going into the city of Jerusalem, the place where Jesus knows he will be captured and will suffer in some horrible way. The crowds gather, accompanying him with shouts of joy, waving their palms, acknowledging his fame. Jesus accepts what is going on. He is seated on a donkey, not in a fancy carriage or even on a horse, but on the humblest of the horse breed and the means of transport for ordinary poor people. St. Paul, in the second reading, highlights this humility of Jesus. This letter of Paul to the Philippians is one of my favorite parts of the whole New Testament. Here, Paul is reminding us of the fact that Jesus was fully human, like us in every way except sin. This means that in his obedience, in accepting his humanity, he accepted death as well, even the cruelest death on the cross. Jesus gradually came to understand this special relationship he had with God, his Father. However, he was willing to empty himself of that status and become one with us in our humanity, out of love. For this, God exalted him. This upcoming Holy Week, we can ponder the great gift of Jesus, who is divine, but also human. We celebrate the great dignity we all have because of Jesus. We are reminded of this dignity, which is ours, at every Eucharist at the time of the offertory. The priest pours a drop of water into the cup containing the wine, which will become the sacred blood of Christ. And he prays, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. I wish you all a very blessed Holy Week. The liturgies that the Church provides us this week are the most important of the whole year, even more important than Christmas. We support one another in finding time to gather with the community, the people of God, to celebrate these awesome mysteries of our faith.